From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Justice Department has announced its plan for compensating the families of the victims of September 11th. Family members will be eligible for awards of at least several hundred thousand dollars under the plan unveiled today. The government will start making initial payments within days, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, reaction from victims' families and the lawyers representing them is mixed.
Families of those who died will receive $50,000 immediately. Eventually, they'll receive much more, according to a formula that calculates a victim's age, dependents, and his or her potential earnings over the course of a normal life. A different formula will be used to calculate non-economic loss, also called pain and suffering. And from that amount, fund administrators will deduct a victim's life insurance, 401ks, and pension fund. Kenneth Feinberg is the fund's special master.
So we take the economic loss of the individual, add to that the non-economic loss, get to a number, and then from that number, we reduce it by the statutory required statutory collateral offsets. That leaves a number, and that number is the check that we send out to the claimant within the eligible claimant within 120 days.
Feinberg met with victims' families, government officials, and charities who are also distributing funds to victims of September 11th. Although pensions and insurance money will be deducted from the government's award, today Feinberg said awards victims receive from charities would not be deducted. Families of victims who take part in the fund are automatically precluded from going to court to file their own lawsuits for compensation. That leaves many families with a tough decision: take the federal money or go it alone in federal court. Steve Push says he believes many families will go with the lawsuit. Push works with a group that represents many of the victims, called Families of September 11th. His wife, Lisa, was one of 184 people killed in the attack on the Pentagon. Push says as they're written now, the regulations don't provide families with anything close to what they think they could get if they go to court. Push says a big problem is the decision to deduct life insurance, pension plans, and 401ks.
For many families, if they do have life insurance or a pension plan, it's going to totally wipe out their award and they're going to get nothing.
Under the formulas worked out by Feinberg, the awards range from a low of about $365,000 up to more than $4 million. But that's before life insurance and pensions are deducted. The American Trial Lawyers Association also worked with Feinberg and supports the fund. The president of the trial lawyers, Leo Boyle, represents a number of families of the September 11th attack. He says he's recommending that all of his eligible clients opt for the fund.
People who go to court are looking at a 10-year delay. They're looking at the risk of losing on the questions of negligence and causation. And then if they're fortunate enough to connect all the dots and prove negligence and causation and duty, etc., they're in a pool of $40, $50, $60 billion worth of claims, and there's only $3, $4, $5 billion worth of insurance. And that is why the fund was born.
As special master, Feinberg has the final say on the amount of the awards and who is eligible. But victims' families say they'll use the 30-day comment period to pressure the Justice Department to make some changes to the regulations. And some victims' families and their lawyers aren't waiting. Today, the family of a man killed on September 11th filed the first lawsuit against an airline, charging United with inadequate security. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.